From Fort Bragg to New York and around the nation this weekend, there is a growing sense of anger and defiance against the war. At Marcus Garvey Park in Harlem, New York, Saturday morning, Carl Webb, a Texas National Guard who deserted this past January, expressed the feelings of now thousands of reservists who simply refused to be sent to war.
There are wars in which I would fight in. I'm not even opposed to wars of aggression. When I was young, I used to dream of being a warrior. But the conflicts that I saw myself in as I dreamed was fighting apartheid in South Africa. Since 1991, 1 million people have died in Iraq as a result of U.S. aggression. I feel I must voice my opposition in the strongest, most radical, defiant way. So that is why I refuse to go to Iraq, and that's why I encourage my fellow soldiers to also refuse. And I say, bring the troops home now.
Afia Adamensa from Harlem Tenant Council points out that the money going to war is directly taken from those who need it most.
At this point in time, the war has cost the United States more than $156 billion. Locally, in New York City, the war has cost us $6.6 billion. Brothers and sisters, $6.6 billion could have built 44,985 additional affordable housing units in New York City. As we know, in communities like Harlem, Bed-Stuy, South Bronx, and all over New York City, gentrification is running rampant. In Harlem alone, senior citizens and other people are being forced out and evicted by their landlords. Harlem says no to this war.
Resistance to war is also growing on college campuses and high schools nationwide as the military, short on its enrollment goals, is stepping up its recruitment efforts. Hadassah Dare, who was arrested last week protesting military recruiters at City University, had this to say.
It's not a job opportunity to be used as cannon fodder in their war. It's based on lies. There were no weapons of mass destruction. The Iraqis are not being liberated. Iraqis are resisting their occupation of their own country. Students across the country are beginning to take this kind of a stand. And I think they wanted to use us. They wanted to go after us to make an example because they're afraid of this movement of students standing up. Our movement is growing because our message is clear. Message is just.
Also speaking at Central Park were Councilwoman Margarita Lopez and Congressman Charles Rangel. Former mayoral candidate Charles Barron led the march through Harlem, and his message was strong.
We marched from Harlem to say we don't want to spend any more money for war. We need money for jobs. We need money for housing. We need money to pave our streets. We need money to educate our youth. We need money to build a new world, a world without Bush, without Condoleezza Rice, without the colon powers of this world. We are going to build a new order, a progressive, revolutionary, radical new order.
And then historian Howard Zinn said, like in the Vietnam years, the American people's opposition to war will prevail.
The truth is coming out about the deaths of children, about the cruelty, the torture, and that's why the resistance to this war is growing. Soldiers, men and women, are refusing to go to Iraq. Some are going to Canada. Others are not showing up. High school students are refusing to give their names to military recruiters. When this resistance grows large enough, the government will be unable to carry on the war. And so the occupation of Iraq must end. And then we will work to end the occupation of our country.
Yes, sir. This is Fred Nguyen for the WBI Sunday News.